Today's movie review is called Four Good Days, starring Mila Kunis and Glenn Close, who plays Mila Kunis's mother in the film. This is a movie that might hit home, or that will hit home for a lot of people who have suffered through drug addiction or any sort of addiction, but in this case, it's heroin addiction. Mila Kunis, who's plays the part of Molly in the film, is suffering through addiction, and she shows up at her mom's door and is knocking on the door, and the mom comes to the door, is like, "What do you want?" And she's like, "I need to stay here." And she's like, "No." You could tell that she's already been through this. She's already gone through this a couple of times. The mom tells her, "You stole this from us. Every time you stay here, something ends up missing," you know, to fuel her drug addiction. You kind of know where this is going. In fact, I had my assumption about the ending of this film, which I was incorrect about my assumption. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the emotional impact of the film for me. And surprisingly, even though I have several family members who suffered through addiction and including lost their lives to addiction, this film didn't hit me emotionally. I don't think that's my fault. I do get emotional films. There's several different programs that can hit me emotionally, such as the TV show This Is Us gets me almost every time. Notably, the movie The Fault in Our Stars. I remember that one hit me emotionally. So I think for some reason the writing or the... it just didn't hit me. Now, having said that, I think it will hit people emotionally in certain aspects if they were affected directly by this, by drugs, more closely. The way they made Mila Kunis look, she's such a beautiful woman, and they made her look terrible. So they did a really good job getting her into character. She was really believable that she was suffering through some sort of an addiction. Glenn Close, who plays her mother, was really good. At first, I was like, "Who is that? I recognize her," but like, wait a minute. I'm like trying to place her name. But like, "Oh yeah, it's Glenn Close." I'm going to get into some spoiler territory. Like I alluded to earlier, I thought this film was going to end with her dying, because the film is called Four Good Days. I figured, okay, she goes through some sort of a rehab process. She has some good days, and then she gets hooked again and dies, is what I was thinking was going to happen. But that's not what happens in this film. It has more of a positive outlook than that, thankfully. It's more of an American sort of ending. When it ended, it did sort of happen the way I said. She did have those four good days. Then she did get rehooked on heroin. But then she did go back into rehab, and it sort of fast-forwarded, I think, several months into the future. And she looked like she was recovering, or she was getting better. But having a drug addiction like heroin is going to be an everyday event, probably for the rest of your life. So you're going to struggle with that addiction forever. And that's kind of what this film did. It just kind of went, life goes on. She was doing better, but life goes on. Anyway, that is the film Four Good Days. It was a drug addiction movie. I thought it was pretty entertaining. Probably will not watch it again, but I thought it was good. I thought all the main actors were really good in it, and I would give it 3 stars.